Shit, what the fuck?
How'd you get him on the board? Pull a Springer, Springer surprise on me, God.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast.
Sapnin!
Sapnin!
You are listening to a bonus episode of Sapnin Podcast featuring myself, Sean Smith, and my good friend Morgan Richards.
Yes, it's me, Morgan Richards. And stay close. Don't go. Because a podcast like this is impossible to find. It's impossible to find.
There's loads of podcasts.
And we're pretty easy to find. Like, you just type in our name, but still.
Yeah, type in Sapnin or Sean Smith, I guess, and then we'd probably just be there. But yeah, this week's guest is John, a.k.a. the wonderful Secondhand Serenade, who we got to speak to on the amazing Emo's Not Dead cruise. What a wonderful, wonderful time.
Yeah, we have just gotten back from our wild week in Miami on board the Emo's Not Dead cruise. And while we're battling a little bit of jet lag and fighting the urge to sleep like zombies constantly, I'm telling people that this has been one of the best weeks of my life.
It was a fucking great week. It was an absolutely great week. We came from straight from the Blackout tour. We literally left the Kentish Town. I came off stage at Kentish Town Forum, dried myself off. Dried, I said there, right? I know what you fucking Patreons are like. Dried myself off, got my stuff together, searched for Morgan for a little bit, then got in an Uber to Gatwick to cost me 75 quid. I'll never forget that. And then we waited about for a few hours, checked in, got on board a plane, then flew for 9.5 hours to Miami with almost zero sleep.
Yay!
But when we got there, Miami was fucking magic. Yes. Absolutely magic. Are we going to go more into it on other episodes? Probably best we do, really, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So basically what we wanted to do is we've been very lucky enough that on the ship we got to record a whole host of podcasts and conversations that we'll share with you all about on this cruise special next week. But while the memories are fresh, we wanted to get something out for you first and just dive into such a passionate conversation we had with John Vesely of Secondhand Serenade. Literally getting up every morning to gorgeous weather, buffet food, and watching all my first favorite emo bands basically do a residency in the middle of the ocean was a dream come true, an experience I never thought we'd get to do. And this is a conversation I've always wanted to have. John was just as excited as us to be on the boat, and it was the first chat that we did on board as well. So, yeah, take this as a little preview of what you'll hear about the cruise a little bit later on in the podcast. But throughout this, we talk about his legendary career of mixing genres of emo and pop, this connection with this scene, filming that Felt Emo Might Delete Later video with Matt Cutchell in lockdown, appreciation versus family, producing new artists in Nashville, and of course, the pop culture crossover of the track Fall For You and all the memes that have come of it recently.
Yes, we had a lovely chat with John. Yeah, it explains a lot about what goes on behind the scenes and how he felt when Fall For You went re-viral again very, very lately with that man doing an impression of Tom DeLonge doing Secondhand Serenade. But yes, what a great chat. What a very positive guy. Nice to see him doing well. And we ran from one conversation and literally caught the end of him playing Fall For You at one point on one stage. And we were like, this couldn't have been any better timed really for the lols. But yes, it was fucking fantastic. He's a lovely, lovely, lovely chap. And we were chuffed that we got to speak to him on board the Emo Not Dead cruise, which was, again, fantastic. I cannot say how fantastic it was, even though I thought going from the London Blackout gig to this thing would be such a ball ache, and being the old, miserable, old man that I am, wasn't sure how this cruise was going to go, but it couldn't have gone any better. What a wonderful, wonderful time we had. I'd just like to mention it really quickly. We met loads and loads of people from all over the world who were very, very kind to us.
They were.
And I might have possibly even been swinger tagged. a girl came on to me at one point and said, can I give you this wristband? She was like, my boyfriend makes them. So I was like, cool, I'm in the clear then. This isn't like I'm giving this to people I fancy. I was like, cool, I'm in the clear. And then she went, oh, you should come and see us. We hang around up there on the sun deck. And I was like, all right, cool. And then, she left. She was like, oh, I'd like to see a lot more of you. And I was like, oh, good God. I think she means my sack and junk. So then for the next two nights, I was constantly aware of my surroundings and, scared. But it turns out it wasn't. It was just a friendship bracelet. But I did feel for a little while that I had been swingled. I've been swingled. That was exciting. For 2 days, and then no swingling happened. So yeah, good. But yeah, let's move on.
As you can tell, we have so many little antidotes and mad stories to get into. So make sure
anecdotes. We haven't got the fucking remedy to a fucking illness. Yeah, carry on. Sorry.
That too. So make sure you're subscribing wherever you listen to this podcast and follow us at Sappening Pod on Twitter and Instagram to get the first updates on everything going on and not miss our Emo's Not Dead crew special podcast coming out next week. Before we get into this chat with John, a very huge shout out to our Patreon community who have been the absolute best humans for not only the last 5 years, but especially these last couple of weeks, embracing the podcast and flying the flag for us, especially when we've just been all over the place. So come and join the community at patreon.com/sapnin. Without any further ado, let's get straight into it and let's give you a little insight into life on board Emo's Not Dead Cruise 2024 with John of Secondhand Serenade.
Sapnin! I was a little bit gutted that I wasn't nominated for the sex with somebody else's wife. So it's next year, though.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sapnin.
Yes. We are joined right now by the one and only John of Secondhand Serenade. Yes.
What's up? What's up, guys? Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for taking the time. We're currently recording this in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean somewhere.
I can't see it through the window anymore. But yeah, it is terrifyingly blue outside. Yeah. It's just.
At least we have smooth seas.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
It's been really nice.
Yeah. How was your cruise experience being so far? Like,
I mean, so far, it's. This kind of thing is great for me because I've toured with or played with so many of the people playing that it's like, it's a cool reunion for all of us and just really nice to be in good company. And the fans of this kind of music are. Honestly, some of the best fans on earth. So yeah, it's been great. Like no one's like overbearing. Like I love these cruises too, because, you know, it shows like if you come out anywhere near the crowd, people bombard you. But like on this cruise, it's like we all kind of have to live in the same place. So everybody, you know, kind of gives us our space and it's really nice.
I was wondering if it was all going to be like first night, everybody was just like, oh my God, yeah, look, it's John. And then by the fourth night, they're like, oh, John, leave me alone.
That's exactly how it was. Like I did the VH1 cruise like 10 years ago or something.
Wow.
And that's it. The first day was crazy. And then by the fourth day, it was like, yeah, they wanted to do their own thing. Yeah. They didn't want to have anything to do with the bands.
Who else was on that VH1 cruise?
Oh, man. It was like, I think that one, Shinedown was on that.
Wow.
Nice. We had Carolina Liar, Three Doors Down. Yeah, it was a wild cruise, but... But yeah, lots of fun times.
Yeah. I bet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy to see how like emo has come full circle into this thing where like it can occupy a cruise now because.
Yeah,
that's true.
They're talking about upgrading the boat next year. Like, wow. I mean, it sells out so
quick.
They
do bigger boats than this.
Yeah. they do significantly bigger boats than this.
Do they?
Yeah.
I'm from Wales.
They have some boats that do like, I think like 5,500, 6,000 people.
Wow.
And, well, I mean, that's. Passengers and there's another like 2,000 crew or something. Yeah. So
that's like whales.
Yeah,
just get a Welsh boat and just chop whales off and turn into a giant cruise liner. That's nuts.
Yeah, but yeah. It must be funny, like seeing it go from a word that was hated and used so much.
I've been talking to people about that recently. Like, it is funny how back then it had a very strong following.
Mm. Yeah,
but that. Term was like almost derogatory when people would like say emo. It was like a like, and some people would like be ashamed and could not call themselves emo. And I was like, whatever, yeah, I'm emo. I write emotional music, so like, fuck it, like it's fine. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can swear. Please go ahead.
All right, so but yeah, now it's like become. I mean, almost mainstream. Like very very popular, very mainstream. It influences a lot of like pop music now. As well, and so it's really nice to see that come back. But in the end, it's like it's just good music. It's music that makes you feel something. Whenever you go to like an emo show, you're immediately like wrapped in. And I mean, I can't help it. I still watch shows. Like, I was watching Under Oath last night, and I was like, I was just so
me too
involved, like, in it. And yeah, it's beautiful how the music can do that. And like, I like songs I hear on the radio, and I like songs that you know, like, oh yeah, you know, that's a jam, but like, nothing makes me feel like this kind of music does.
Yeah,
like, this is music that, like, I remember just blasting in my car. Like, it meant everything at the time. And then that's what inspired me to, you know, do it myself.
Hmm. Well, it's the thing I've always appreciated with your music is that you've kind of been able to cross over to different kinds of subgenres and worlds, yeah. Really. I mean, you've had songs that have been on pop radio. You've had songs that people only know from the deeper depth of the internet because it's a deep cut and stuff. I mean, it must be weird when you've had all those different experiences to see the different versions of the music industry in a lot of ways.
Yeah, very true. I did the whole, like, kind of like pop touring grind, and like did like the, you know, like Jingle Balls and all that stuff. You know, like those kinds of shows are like crazy. You're playing, you know, you're in Madison Square Garden, you're like in like massive like Boston Arena doing these shows with like, I mean, like the rosters on those shows are nuts. It's like, you know, I high five Kanye in the like back of Madison Square Garden, like on going through the halls. It's just a weird, like a weird Kanye setting, especially for like this emo kid, and like, you know, and also that it was just, the whole thing was interesting because I recorded my second album, Twist of My Story, which had Fall For You on it. I, like, all of a sudden, because my acoustic album did well, I found myself getting signed. I found myself working with a producer. So Danny Lohner did most of the record, and he was the old keyboard and bass player for Nine Inch Nails. And he was incredible. Yeah. I ended up living with him in Los Angeles for like 6 months, and we recorded the record. And so, like, I found myself, like, being in this situation where, you know, I would have these guys around me, like, you know, members of A Perfect Circle. I record drums at Billy Howardell's house.
Wow.
Like, it's just this wild band, like bands that like I listened to for so long. And I'm like writing these like little dinky love songs, and I'm with these like rock gods. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? You know? But it was such an inspiring time for me in my life. And then I got to, you know, also work with Butch Walker on a few songs, and he produced Fall For You. And I mean, just what an incredible, it was just, I was honored to be like in the presence of these kinds of people. And yeah, again, like I wrote these emo songs on an acoustic guitar, and I recorded them on an M box like originally. And
wow.
And yeah, it's a wild ride.
Yeah. Did you, was there any tips or tricks that Butch Walker showed you that you've taken?
I mean, a lot. I did observe a lot of what he did. So I produce a lot now too. I produce a lot of country artists and rock artists out in Asheville, and it's become a big passion of mine. And so much of what I observed, like them doing, I've implemented into my process. Also, Aaron Johnson did Hear Me Now, my third record. He produced the Frey records.
Wow.
And so, I learned a lot from him too. And it was just lots of stuff. I mean, and it's the stuff that you don't notice that you hear in songs, but like it's there. And so like, I didn't know it was there until I saw them do it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's pretty crazy.
But that's the thing. You've had so many different experiences that you've listed up names there that no one should be able to meet in their life altogether. Never mind, like in one period of time. Like, was there ever a period for you where it was kind of questioning, well, where do I fit in? Because you've had all these
definitely
avenues.
And there was, and it was, you know, especially like after the commercial success of Fall For You. Like, I was also so like busy. I don't want to say I lost myself, but like it was so overwhelming and so fast that like I was just kind of on autopilot for a while. And it took me a while to kind of like not come back to earth, but kind of come back to earth. Like it was just constantly shit being thrown at me and things that I had to do. And like, I like a little bit slower of a pace. I mean, it's very slow, you know, very fast pace when you're doing that. And like, this is perfect. Like, I love where I'm at right now. I get to like create music. I get to work with other people. I get to do things like this. This cruise is incredible. So like Matt Cutchell, he hit me up during like the quarantine, like during like the beginning of it. And so he wanted to like do his like first like quarantino video where he couldn't, you know, he couldn't like film with people. So I filmed my part at my place in Nashville, and he was, I believe, in Oregon or something at the time. But yeah, I'm not sure where he was. He might've been in LA, but he filmed his part. He sent me this script. He had this like great concept, like this really funny idea. And that was my like first time. He just hit me up on Instagram to do this.
Wow.
And I thought the script was so like hilarious. I was like, this is great. And so, yeah, we ended up filming that. And that was my first interaction with him doing the Fall For You video for Emo's Not Dead.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And now, you know.
And he didn't have to go through management or anything like that?
He just messaged me on Instagram. Yeah. No, like it's...
Punk rock.
But like this is like a... Dude, it's a community. Like, all the bands in this world, like it's so easy to work together on something and be involved, like because like it's not just music. It's like it's a culture. It's like it's a whole like kind of a way of life. You know, like you live it. It's not just about the music. So everybody's like very very tight.
Yeah, but it must be refreshing for you as well, being able to just have fun and not have like these restrictions with your career now, because like you're doing some of the sets on this cruise in particular. Like, you're doing like a Pop Goes Punk.
I'm doing a few covers. It's gonna be fun. And like we tried to like, it was originally like we wanted to bring in like some other bands, but it was like short notice, and like we have such a packed schedule on here, so it was hard to get it together. But so I'm going to do like some covers, and like I got a mashup that's pretty interesting. if people know, they'll know.
Nice.
but I'm really pumped about it. Like and all the shows, like everything that I've seen so far has been so good, and like the talent on this boat is so
You said earlier, I watched Under Oath last night, and I've seen them tens of times, if not hundreds.
But it hits different on a top of a cruise ship.
They were better than I've ever seen them. They were better than that's no.
And they didn't have their keyboard player.
I was about to say, that's all negative towards Chris. Yeah. Chris, if you're listening, that wasn't, I don't mean it was the best set ever because you weren't there.
Yeah.
It just sounded and looked fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
So apologies you weren't there, but you should have caught the boat, shouldn't you? So. But yeah, they were unbelievable last night. And like you said, it's just like a community vibe here. It's just, it's so awesome. And what a brilliant, wholesome experience.
Because you're
so
sitting there, you're watching. I was like, you know, we were watching the show. It was me, like right behind me, Ryan Key from Yellow Card was like standing there. And then like, it was Ronnie from Red Jumpsuit in the back. And so it was just like, it's great to just have everybody hanging out and just appreciating the bands, you know, just like the fans, because we do, we love the music.
Hmm. Well, that's the thing. A lot of people don't realize the, being in a band, you don't often get to see the other bands play as well.
Yeah.
Because you're like a festival experience. You're so ready get either gearing up for your show or getting ready to move on that you don't get time to see these bands.
Yeah.
But over these 5 days now, you pretty much can get to see whoever you want to see at some
exactly.
point.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, this is probably the most packed day that I have, like, of stuff to do.
Sorry.
And other. Oh, no. No, it's totally okay. It's totally okay. But this is like the busiest. Otherwise, like I think I have, I got one set that I'm like jumping on like with Aaron from Under Oath.
Nice.
That it's like he's doing like a circle pit kind of like acoustic thing with like a few artists. So I'm jumping on for like a song or two and talk about that. But like otherwise, I just play my shows, and then I host a drinking triathlon.
Oh,
so that's going to be a. Hopefully, you guys will be able to partake.
I think I'd win that. Just being British.
So everybody gets their team of four, and they have to win, and then they get to play us.
Oh, so that's good. Wow. Okay.
So we're like the final boss.
I think I could take on four Americans on my own drinking.
I'm not your average American. I'm a Czech American.
No, not you. I'm on about to win to get there.
Yeah. No, you could definitely.
I'm not taking on two in bands.
I'm even worried about, you know, guys from Wales.
Touring bands. No, we're all equal. I'm just, The average American. I'll win that.
Well,
I'll
see you guys on the sports court.
Yeah. Being sick later on. You'll see me later on going, do you know why you were right? You're much better drinking than I am.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic few couple of days as well.
Yeah, I'm really pumped about it. I'm so excited. I'm really excited to see Story of the Year. I think their new record's incredible. I've been jamming that. So I've been doing a bunch of emo nights recently, and a few were like close enough to drive, and like, you know, like within, like, if it's like 3 hours or 4 hours, I'll drive it instead of fly it, because it'll take the same amount of time to fly it. Like, you know, you have to get to the airport early, you have to make the trip and all that stuff, and then get baggage. So like I have like that cutoff, like 4 hours.
Clever.
I drive it.
Yeah.
And and so, you know, it leaves me time to like listen to new music that I haven't listened to. Like 30 Seconds to Mars came out with a new record that was pretty dope, like different, and but I like it a lot. But Story of the Year's new record is so good.
Yeah.
I jammed that, and I was like, oh man, this is it. So I'm really pumped to see them play. Honestly, all the bands on this cruise are brilliant.
Yeah, it's all great.
Going back to, you said about kind of like that period of losing yourself, really, like, is there anything in particular that helped you move on to the place you are now? Like,
well, you know, definitely slowing it down a bit. Like, you know, Fall Free was obviously my biggest success, and then we followed it up with a few singles that did pretty well. I was touring all the time. I mean, I was doing like 11 months out of the year.
Mm. Yeah.
And I guess, like, I mean, most of all, it's just like, it's just a little hazy for me. Like, it was so fast that I can't recall. Like, I recall like highlights, but like, I can't like tell you what was happening constantly. And, now, like, it's a little slower. I moved to Nashville, met my wife, Veronica. That was like, I met her 10 and a half years ago. So I've been in Nashville for over 10 years now. Now we have a little 20-month-old baby.
Oh, congratulations.
I slowed down significantly, and now everything's much more like clear. Yeah. So, and that's great for me. I'm doing more one-off shows right now until he gets old enough to come on tour, hopefully next year. So I'll be on the road with him then. But right now, like the one-off shows, I'll do festival shows, like, come out for like a single show, and like, and it allows me to kind of be more present and get what's going on. So, you know, it's one of those things. Dude, when it gets that fast, it's hard. It really is.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Hard to just be like good to everyone around you and be there, because like you can barely like keep track of yourself. Mm. So yeah, I like it much better this way.
Yeah. Yeah. Being pulled in so many different directions, I can just imagine that. But yeah. What would you say is the biggest difference you've seen in like terms of songwriting, especially when you look at your producing side to your own stuff? Like, is there anything like you teach it, like other people, or try to get out of them when working with them compared to yourself?
Well, when I'm working with another artist, I definitely try to get out of them what they need to do, and like, and when I'm producing them, I'm trying to match the feeling of what they're saying in the song with what the song sounds like. Like, I want like you to be able to listen even just to the instrumental and feel what they're saying in the song. That's the whole, you know, that's the idea behind production. Like, you want that to match up perfectly, because that just extends the, you know, like the capability of it, like connecting to people. So, as far as songwriting, man, like, I have gone through a few different like iterations of my own like method, and now I'm just trying to go back to my original method, which really is like, it's tried and true and it's natural. And, you know, I write songs that are oftentimes like really literal. It's storytelling. It's storytelling. And that's, I believe, why it connected to a lot of people, because they can relate to that. I don't leave it under a blanket of like metaphors and yeah. stuff, because then it kind of like, you know, it can lose its purpose. You know, sure, it can have a wider group of people that can relate in their own way, but I just find that it, you know, if I write my truth and my real experiences, then you know, it's worked out for me in the past. So I'm definitely going back to that OG style of writing. You know,
nice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, while we're here, I mean, like you mentioned doing that video with Matt Cutchell, and the reaction from that was come so well. But like when you think of Fall For You, like it's become not only such a sentimental song for so many people, but with like the invention of TikTok and stuff, it's just become
the
like
memes are like,
yeah, it's become its own thing. Like how do you react to that? Is it like when you see?
Well, first of all, I want to meet the dude that did the original like yeah. little audio clip. The Tannoy. I want to show up on his doorstep one day and like.
Well, yeah, it's going to go like, one of two ways.
Like at first, no, it's funny though. At first, I was like, wow, this is like slightly offensive.
This motherfucker.
And then it was like the biggest, one of the biggest TikTok memes of the year.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, shit, that's even more offensive. but then I actually like took a minute to find the guy and see all his other videos. And he did this for so many bands. And like, so obviously he has to be a fan of the music.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
And so when I found out like that he's not just like poking fun and being a dick, I was like, oh, well, that's cool. Like, that works for me. And that actually made it like kind of charming and fun and like and light. And it was a big one. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. And now then the dog, yeah, the dog ones. The dog ones are wild. Tom DeLonge actually liked one of the dog ones.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so my my good friend's ex-girlfriend's sister posted her dog doing it, and it went super viral, and Tom DeLonge liked that.
Wow.
TikTok. And I thought that was funny. Well, no, he didn't like it. No, he reposted it.
Oh, wow.
Because I saw that on Tom DeLonge, so I was like, holy shit. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. But yeah, I mean, it's a pop culture thing at this point, and I mean, that's very cool. Mm. It really is cool.
But surely you've seen the streams and stuff fly up on the original.
Yeah, you know, it definitely... I mean, dude, it's wild that people just still listen to that song and it like hasn't skipped a beat. And I feel very humbled and very, very fortunate to have that. And, you know, like, you know, it gives me the opportunity to keep creating and working with other people and like, and give a little bit of my time, you know, without being assured that anything will come out of it. Like, but I can help other people try to, you know, go for their dreams and stuff. And, you know, if I don't get paid off of it, fine, like, but I have the freedom to do that by people, you know, still caring about my music. So I'm very lucky, can't complain at all. And yeah, so pumped to be on this cruise.
Lovely. Yeah, sweet to be.
Yeah, literally. Before we let you go, John, I mean, like, yeah, you constantly seem like you're just creating in Nashville, kind of thing. What in terms of projects are you working on now between like yourself and other artists? Is there anything you can tell us about with that?
Yeah. Actually, me and my wife have a little side project called The Rebel Roads. It's like kind of a country, but it's like a emo country. So we're putting out an EP this summer, and it's basically emo country is the best way that I could do it. You know, she's a country singer. She's played country for a long time. She moved to Nashville like 15 years ago to pursue her dream. She actually like she got her GED and left high school and moved to Nashville.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, cool.
So she's been very determined. She's an incredible writer. Her voice is so good. She's singing with me on the cruise.
Oh nice. Wow.
So we have that EP coming out this summer, and they're pretty incredible songs. I'm very excited about it. And then been working on new music. So like one of my closest friends in Nashville, this guy John Gurney, we've had some like great success. He's very talented. And he's putting out, I just wrapped up an EP for him this past week, right before Ooh. I came, because I've been busy and I just need to like knock out the projects. And so we finally finished that. And so that's going to be systematically coming out. I think he puts out his first song off of that next month. But it's really good. Like, good stuff. His name's John Gurney. Fantastic. And there's a few others at this point, but they're not done yet. So we'll talk about that later when they're close.
Awesome.
Fair. Yeah, well, super appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. Obviously being a pleasure. I'm so excited for your sets and just to see what more this cruise has got to offer.
Dude, yeah. No, I'm so excited. And like, honestly, thank you guys for taking the time to talk to me because I love doing this kind of shit.
Sweet. Yeah. Thank you for giving us your time. Thank you for the music. And yeah, thank you for the inspiration. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
You're listening to Sapping Podcast! Arriba!
Woo!
Don't know why I did a Mexican noise. We were nowhere near Mexico at any point.
Not Bahamas we went to, but...
Was there a noise? No. Don't do... No.
Yes, that was the wicked John of Second Serenade. What a wonderful time talking to John. He's an absolute fucking legend who has been doing it for quite some time now. So it was great to see him in a good place. And I don't just mean in the fucking Caribbean. Caribbean, mind. In the Caribbean Seas. Caribbean, but all right. All right. Yeah, we spoke to John in the Caribbean and it was a fucking good time.
It was. It was. Like, no, honestly, right? Like, just the whole experience. When I've tried to explain it to people, it just sounds fake. It sounds like I am lying through my teeth. So to be able to sit down with John and talk about all things Secondhand Serenade, which is a thing I've wanted to do for years, with the Atlantic Ocean in the background, is just next level. These are things I'll never forget. So thank you so much to Emo's Not Dead, the whole team, Matt, Gavin, Dave especially, for looking after us so, so well and letting us do all this stuff. I mean, just seeing John's reactions playing those three different sets on the boat and people singing along was so heartwarming. And as he talked there very passionately about getting to share the stage with his wife, and I'm excited for their new music coming out together very, very soon as well. But we should mention that a lot of people are going to be listening to this and going to be like, oh, I wish I could go on a cruise. Well, you can, because they've only gone and got year three. Emo's Not Dead 2025 is going to be setting sail from Miami to the Bahamas again, February 4th to the 8th. You can sign up now for the cruise pre-sale information at emosnotdeadcruise.com. And we highly suggest you do, because it's one hell of a time.
Yes, I honestly know. If you've listened to any of these episodes, you know how much of a fucking carmudgeon I am. You know how jaded and fucking broken and old I am. I went not expecting
to have a good time just because I came off the back of 7 months of organizing a tour and all of that stuff. And I had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. So if you can afford to go, check it out. It's fucking brilliant. Honestly, I can't talk early enough about this cruise, to the point where after night one, I was talking to Dave from Emo's Not Dead, and I was like, right, how do we make a UK Europe one of these happen? Let's do fucking Southampton to the Mediterranean. Let's do all the fucking UK bands plus some of those bands who played on that as well. Fucking hell, what a lineup. Every day, so I didn't see a bad performance, which is mad.
Yeah.
Because normally you'd be like, oh, there was one fucking, at least one janky. Even the emo karaoke band.
Yeah.
Even that went off every night.
Yeah.
People were going fucking daft. The people getting up doing karaoke. That's so fucking brilliant and supportive and genuinely nice and happy everyone was there. There wasn't, right, imagine this in the UK, right, so we're on a boat, right? I didn't see any rubbish on the floor ever, right? I didn't see anyone being sick. And I didn't see any fights. It was, I know that's something you shouldn't be looking for, but coming where we come from, you've got to expect these things. And it was none of that. And yeah, every performance was fucking brilliant. I was blown away by so many fucking great performances and bands I haven't seen for years playing records I haven't heard for quite some time. We saw Story of the Year playing Page Avenue in full. That was amazing. We saw Mayday Parade play a theatre with Derek, to you, civilians. Derek was mainly on piano. That was fucking beautiful. I saw Yellow Card. They were fucking under oath. Were unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah, so it was fucking great. I know I'm fucking raving it up. Honest to God, it was great time. And we're not even being paid for this. So yes, it was great. You should go.
And we're holding back because we need stuff to talk about on the cruise special coming up very soon. So remember to click subscribe, follow us at Sapling Pod on Instagram and the app Formula One was Twitter. And you can get updated when that comes out as soon as it's available. So much love for this past week. On Friday, we'll be releasing a special behind the scenes episode in association with International Women's Day for one of our favorite festivals. And then the week after, you get to hear all the other conversations from Emo's Not Dead. And if you want a first look at everything before anyone else, please head over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/sapnin. Not only do you hear news first, get to find out who the guests are and everything going on with us in the podcast and out, but the whole community of people surrounding it is one of our favorite things of all time. We love them so, so much. And there's been so much shared love with them in the last couple of weeks with this cruise and the tour and everything as well. So if you head to the description of this episode, there are a bunch of names there that we thank. But as always, Sean's going to give a massive shout out to the elite members of our Sapnin podcast Patreon community. Those are the people in the top tiers.
Yes, in our community this week, we might have had a slight mutiny while we were at sea where they started talking about their favourite ska bands. But I came in straight away and put a fucking squash to that as soon as I fucking saw it. So leave that out, you bastards. But thank you very much. Kylie Wheeler, Mayumi, Janelle Castan, Paul Viva, Glorious President L, Viva La Revolution. Yes, so this is because we were trapped at sea. I say trapped. I was loving it, right? I was not trapped. We were kind of trapped. We couldn't have got off the boat if we wanted to. Anyway, we couldn't upload in time. So Morgan sent a message to L from our Patreon group who relayed it to the community who then have made L their glorious leader. I think me and you are slowly being pushed out. But yes, thank you very much. Tony Michael, Scarlett Charlton, Dilly Carla Fragilistic, XB Alan Grimwood, Mitch Perry, Nathan Croshaw, Molly Malloy, James Bowerbank, Amy Louise, Kat Besson, Keedron Lewis, Alexandra Pemblinton, Jonathan Gutierrez, Jenny Robson, Amy Vivala. She spelled evolution wrong. Evolution. I'm not. Thank you very much, Amy Dawson, Murray Grimwood, Viva El Presidente, Viva La Revolution, Stuart McNaught, Ellen Southfield, Gallagher Robson, Stephen Hatton, Kurt Paddock, Jenny Munster, Louis Cook, Carl Pendlebury, James McNaught, Martina McManus, Jason Heredia, John and Emma, Danny Eaton, all hail our President L. She will free us from scar-related tyranny. Thank you very much, Sean Fines, Evan, Thomas O'Neill, Ollie Amesbury, Patreon of Sapling Podcast with L. Carroll, President of the World 2025, Dan Peregrine, Emily Perry, Kalila Keane, Adam King of the Goss Parcel, Josh Knock Knock, who's there, El Presidente and a new regime, Chris. Thank you very much, Vicky, Laura Russell, Pip at Life Garden Band. See, that's what I like. You're advertising your band in this. Clever. Check them out. I don't know what they like. If they're awful, don't blame me. Thank you very much, Fraser Cummins, Kyle L. Bouty, President Carol Smith, and last but no means, Connor Lewins and family. Thank you very much to all of them. I saw Connor Lewins and his sister Kimberly at our Manchester show. So that was lovely. And yes, what a wonderful, wonderful community. Please go and check out last week's episode about the Blackout Tour for a real love fest about how fucking amazing this community is and how much they have fucking helped us and helped each other. It's fucking incredible. It's the best part of this, other than sometimes we get to go to Miami and be stuck on a boat with loads of bands that 10 years ago we wouldn't be allowed near.
That's very true. Very true. But yeah, we do love them very, very, very much. Shout out to Al for saving our bacon a little bit there and letting them all know about the situation, even though she might be taking over the
can
world
we have it
now.
Back?
Yeah. Can we have the power back? I don't like sharing. Well,
look, we bow to powerful Al, right? can we please have our podcast community back?
Well, let's see what happens by Friday, I guess. But yeah, love this. Thanks again to John for Second Hand 7 Days for taking the time. And we'll be back with a very special episode on Friday. So until then, stay
he's
safe.
He's not saying each and every Friday anymore because we had a bit of a shit down on Thursday.
Well, this is also Wednesday today coming out. So it's a bonus one, isn't it? But that's true as well. I don't know. Anyway, ta-ra.
Oh.
Sat
me. No, I'm leaving it. Well, what's happening? As fucking Spencer from Underoath said to me and then introduced me to his beautiful wife. What's happening? This guy's got a podcast from Wales. Well, it's not, yeah. Huh? What's happening?
You're listening to Sapling Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.